You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Standing a few days before Tu Bishvat. So, I want to dedicate this year to speak about the idea of Tu Bishvat. We'll start with a simple question that already the Sefer Chassidus point out. Tu Bishvat, as we know, what the Gemara tells us, Machlokes, B'Chamah, B'Sil, exactly what's the day? We pass the B'Sil, the Tu Bishvat is on the 15th of Shvat. And the only thing, only nafkamina, only difference for what it does, has to do with the trees. When do the trees change a year? Difference is regarding Trumas and Maestras. Can you do Trumas and Maestras from one year to the next? Different things have to do with the years of the tree. It's a very specific thing to the tree. But we have, at the end, we don't say Tachnun on Tu Bishvat. And the obvious question is, why not? What does it do with us? You're doing a tree, the tree starts a new year, it's very nice, it's beautiful. What does it have to do with us that we don't say Tachnun that day?
You also don't say Aleph Bishvat.
What?
You also don't say Aleph
Bishvat. Aleph Bishvat is a Shchodesh. Shchodesh, you have a special thing. But Tu Bishvat, what's going on that day? Is that a nace that happened? Usually we were celebrating a nace, we're celebrating something special that happened. We can get to other. You have something here. Nothing happened. What are we focusing on that day? So that's something that we'll try to explain as we go forward.
And the other three Rosh Hashanahs.
So each one has to do with the Moed. It's either Pesach, Shavuos, or Rosh Hashanah. But here we're talking about something which is middle of nothing. And it's not one of the main. We'll get to that in a second. So that's the exposure. Two shall we get to that in a moment. Now, I'm sure that all of us over here, the listeners around the world, got at least 10 emails and WhatsApps to remind you to say Parshas Aman today. Today, Tuesday, Parshas Bashalach, became a known segula to say Parshas Aman for Parnosa. So the truth is that the Shulchan Aruch says they need to say Parshas Aman in Simen Aleph at Shulchan Aruch, in Arachayim, Simen Aleph Seif Hei, Shulchan Aruch says the meaning to see Parshas Aman, and it's brought down that the reason is because it's a Zgula Pranasa. Therefore, up in Kabbalah, we're knowing that really the Rishon already said it, that you don't see Parshas Aman before davening. See Parshas Aman only after davening. Because Parshas Aman, you're asking for Pranasa, so you should not ask for Pranasa before davening. A person should not ask his own Tzrachim before davening. That's brought down. So therefore, we say it after that whoever wants to say Parshas Aman. The meaning we have to do it every day, not to do only Tuesday and Parshas Shalach, but to do it every day. What is the Parshas Aman? Parshas Aman is what we have in this week's Parsha, is the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave one to Am Yisrael. Every day they were in the Midbar, He took care of them. And the Parshas is why we're so focused on Parshas Aman. Simple understanding is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave sustenance to Am Yisrael in the Midbar. And we wanted to give us sustenance today. We wanted to be mizanas. You remember that Paz brings the Shulchan Aruch. You remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one giving Parnasa. That's the idea of the Parnasa. And this really sheds light on the big question is, why was it a need to make such a miraculous thing called the Mon? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give Parnasa to Am Yisrael, there were easier ways to do it. We have the Slav. You know, birds came and they ate meat. What's the point of creating that unbelievable spiritual food called the Mon? And just to add to the question, it's really part of the answer. It's brought down, the Chazal tells in the Mechilta, to lo nista toira el lo oich lehamon. To get the toira, you need to eat Mon. So we're talking about something significant. It's not just a way for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us mazon, to give us food. It's a little more than that. What exactly is the Mon, and remember, what's the Parshas Aman they're reading? What is that? What's the significance of that? We see there's something even more than just giving us food. Because giving us food would be, there's other ways to do it. Talking about something very elevated, very specific, which has to do with what? Has to do with the Kabbalah Sotayr. So let's try and understand a little bit what's going on over here. The Sefer Chassidus speak about in length. Reb Tzadik has a whole sefer that's called Eis HaOichel. And they all speak about the idea that food, the idea of food, eating, is something which has a tremendous idea of Gedusha and elevation. Eating is not just that a person obviously can eat just to enjoy, just to have fun, a person has to eat to live. But eating has a significance of Gedusha. It says that a person who gives a food to a Talmid Chacham, he's as if he's giving putting wine on Gabi HaMizbeach. It's as if giving a carbon. There's the idea of food that it's very elevated, very spiritual. What's the concept? Where does this come from? So I heard from a Rebbe, Yom Shapir, Zechatzai Livrocho, first Shabbos, Ha'id Behim, spoke about this idea. What is food? What does food do? A human being, and any creature really in the world, needs to eat in order to live. And if you don't live, if you don't eat, sorry, a person dies. So the food makes the Adam have his neshama connected to his guf. Person has a neshama lamal, he has a guf down here on the earth, and the thing that connects them together and puts them in one is eating. Achila is the connection of the neshama to the guf. Moshe then told me that every creature in the world, has a neshama and a guf. Even a malach, every creature that was created by Hashem, has a neshama and a guf. By malachim, the guf is very, very spiritual. By the animals, the neshama is very, very minimal. But each creature has a neshama, ruchni, a spiritual aspect, and a more physical. And they need something that connects that together. For the creatures in this world, that's food. For the malachim, it's something which is higher than that. It says that the Moshe Rabbeinu went up to the mountain, and he was there for 40 days and 40 nights. Lechem v'achalti ma'am l'shasisi. So what Shad, he went on a strict diet for 40 days. He was able to sustain himself without it. No, Shad is that when Moshe Rabbeinu was in Shemayim, he didn't need the food, the physical food. He got a spiritual food. As we learned recently in Daf Yomi, that the idea that it says that Olam Haba, there's no achilo v'shtiyo, you don't eat and drink physical food and drinks. Ela tzadikim yoishvim and the enemy ziva shchira. Tzadikim sit down and enjoy ziva shchira. Ziva shchira is what connects the neshama to the guf. That connection of neshama to the guf, there's different levels to it. But that's what food is about. And with that we understand that an Adam, his mouth is his ikar. Usually with mouth we discuss about dibur, about talking. Adam is called a medaber. Always mention the targum, the talking aspect. But already the Gemara Yerushalmi in Shabbos tells us that the mouth has two jobs, to speak and to eat. So the mouth of Adam is the speaking part, but the mouth of Adam is also the thing that sustains and puts the neshama together with the guf. That's the idea of achila. Eating is connecting the spiritual aspect to the guf. That's what achila is all about. And therefore achila can be very kaddish, very holy, because you're Isaac, you're busy in connecting the neshama to the guf. That's what achila is. Connecting and putting together the spiritual aspect from above and the guf here in the bottom. What puts them together is the idea of achila. A human being in general, his job in this world is to elevate the physical. In this world, where the world is, you have physicality, you have the challenges, and what you have to do is to elevate the physical, connect it to above. The first challenge that Adam had, Adam HaRishon, what was his challenge? Eating. Don't eat from Eitz Hadas. If you're going to eat, you're going to die. That was the challenge. The challenge was, And yet his elevation of the guf to the neshama had to do with how and what he eats. As brought in a chazal, if you would wait till Shabbos, you're able to eat it. So the achila means don't eat, or do eat, whatever you eat. That's what represents that connection of neshama to the guf. And when a person, when an Adam HaRishon was choyteh, so is the neshama and the guf are separated. He becomes a, there's misa, he dies. The neshama and the guf separate, they're not connected so much. That's one thing that happens to Adam. The second thing that happens to an Adam, Adam HaRishon, was Bezeyas Apecho Toichal Lechem. In order for you to eat, you'll need to work hard. It will not be easy. It's not coming automatically. To eat lechem, you need to toil. And that's a change that happened through the chait. Meaning, without the chait, an Adam will have food easily. Because of the chait, it becomes hard. The whole idea of parnasa, of needing to work and receive and to work hard in order to live, is coming from this. This is really the Mishnah on the end of Kiddushin, famous Mishnah. Mishnah says, Rabbi Shimon says, Ra'isom Yamecha, did you ever see Chaya V'Oiv Sheshlam Umnus? Did you see a bird or an animal that have a job? Then the Mispares Yishlo Betzar, they're able to get food to sustain themselves without any pot pain. They are just here to serve me. And I was created to serve Hashem. Shouldn't I be happy now so without it? It should be easy. And the Mishnah answers, Elo Sharioisi Maisai, Vikipachti is Parnasosi. I did an Aveira and I lost it. What's Aveira? Of Adam HaRishon. And according to one now, with the standing that we bring today, the idea is that this punishment was directly correlated with what Adam did. The Eichel, the food, is what connects the Neshama to the Guf. Connects the Guf to the Neshama. Elevates the Guf to the Neshama. That's what the body does. That's what the food does. It's able to bring them together, to connect them together. When Adam HaRishon was chayte with Machal, he misused the idea of achila, meaning he did not bring about that connection. So from here on, to connect the neshama and the guf together is not easy. It becomes a difficult task. That's what changed with chayte Adam HaRishon. So that's why parnasa issues come. The idea of the parnasa is that now the achila, the whole idea of achila is that connection from the neshama to the guf. And once the ratio is chayte, they're separated. And it's much more difficult to leave them and put them together. A person has to work hard to be able to sustain himself, to get money to feed himself. That's what happened to chayte Adam HaRishon. When Am Yisrael going in the Midbar, according to Yam Suf, they're coming out to get the Torah. They're being elevated to the Madrego. They're going to reach the Madrego of Adam HaRishon Koyda Machet. It's brought down, and he placed in Sfarim, in the Arizal. That's what Am Yisrael were able to get. They received Torah because they were elevated to Madrego, the level of Adam HaRishon Koyda Machet. That's what it says. Ani Amayti, look at what?
Paska
Zoh Amasom. They were pured and cleaned. And they were supposed to be to sustain that level of other Yishukot Mechet, but they did a chet, they did chet egel, and they lost it. But even though they did chet egel, first of all, they were preparing to get to that level, and Doya Midbar, the generation of the Midbar, still sustained some of that elevated height throughout the Midbar. They were not able to give it over to the next generation, to bring it to Israel, but they had it there in the Midbar. And that is...
The Cheda Eagle says that they ate and drank.
Yeah, of course they ate and drank other things too. And also they begged, they wanted to eat slav, they ate other things. But the idea of the mon is that that brought them up to a higher level. They brought them up. The idea of the mon is, it's a lechem that comes from Shemayim, for the Malachi Asharis eat it. Rabban discusses, what does it mean? Malachi Asharis don't really eat. There's a big depth to that, to what it means. But the idea is that you have over here a food which is a very holy food. And similar to the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu goes to Shemayim, doesn't eat and drink, meaning what sustains the Neshama of the Gof, the holiness of Shemayim, Am Yisrael to a certain degree, here, when they are in the Midbar, they're connecting their Neshama to the Gof in a higher level. Meaning, it's basically a fixing of Adam HaRishon. Adam HaRishon was supposed to connect the Neshama to the Gof. Am Yisrael coming to do that, connect to elevate the body, to the physicality, by receiving Torah. And by doing that, they're fixing the oichel, the food. Fixing the oichel over here has two parts. It's first of all, it's easier for them to eat, to connect it. It's not so difficult anymore. It comes down every morning. They don't have to work hard. There's no job. They don't have to work to do it. And second, we're talking about just regular food. Can't be just regular food, regular physical food. Because we're talking about a much higher elevated dargah connecting the Shema to the Gof. That is the idea, the concept, in short, just the conceptual idea of the Mon. And that's why Parshas Amon is so special. Not because the Mon was a time when Am Yisrael got Mizrahis from Hashem. We always ask for Mizrahis. But it's more than that. The idea is that eventually the goal for us is to be in a level that we're able to connect our Gof, elevate that to the Neshama, in a higher spiritual level. So that's what we're able to do. The whole idea of the avoid of the Parnasa that we need is because it's separated. So the Mon is to bring us to a higher level. I just stop asking Hashem, I want Parnasa. I want Parnasa because I want to elevate myself. I want to get to the level of Mon. And when a person brings us to the level of Mon, Mimelis Parnasa comes automatically. Because the Parnasa is what a person does. Has brought down different examples to that. It says that when the Gemara asks, and the Chazal tell us, the places, the difference between the first Parsha Shema and the second Parsha Shema. Second Parsha Shema, the second Parsha, it says, you're the one working in the field. And the other hand, it says that the people will do it for you. And the Chazal tell us, depends. It's done for them. Today is Daf Yomi. Right? Today is Daf Yomi in Brachas. We have that Chassidim and Rishonim, they will daven 9 hours a day. So the Gemara says, so how do they work? He says, no, because they're Chassidim and Rishonim. So then they have a problem of a job. What's the answer of the Gemara? When a person is elevated to a higher level, then Parnosa is automatic. That's the Parshas Amon. That's just Stamas Gula. That's the Gula with same on, because then they had Parnosa upon us today. He says that then they were elevated to a higher place, a connection to Hashem. So immediately when you're elevated that way, then you have Parnasa, because Parnasa is not supposed to be difficult. It's only difficult because of that separation of the Neshama and the Guf in the world that we are today. We're yearning to get to the place we can connect that. That's the idea of the Mon and the Pasha Samon, and that's Gula, and the idea of the correction of the Parnasa. And with that, we get into Tu Bishvat. Throughout several Sifri Chassidus, they say the same thing. Ki Adam Eitz Asod. A tree is a reflection of Adam. And the same way you have a tree who bears fruit, and Adam is the Eitz, is the tree who does Maisin Toivim. He needs to go and create things. He's trying to achieve the goal of bearing good fruits, doing a Maisi Toivim. The Maisi Toivim of Adam, that's the Paris, as brought down, Paris Sam, Shal Tzadik, and Maisi Toivim. Adam is a tree, and he grows fruits. That's the dogma, the connection between Adam and a tree. But it's more than that. It says that a According to one Andara, really, which was seen that we pass in Halacha, what was the fruit that other Arishan ate? It says it was wheat. That's why we bring Shtei Alechem and Atzeres, because that's the food that was Adam Arishan ate. Mar tells us, that's according to Rabbi Yehuda, that says what Adam Arishan ate was wheat, was chita, so therefore that's what he brings to fix it. The chita. What do you mean he ate the chita? The chita doesn't grow on a tree. Wheat grows in a tree. Wheat grows from the ground. So what does it mean he ate wheat from the tree? So it's brought down that in Echanami, that's what happened. Other region before the chit, the chita, which is the main the sustenance of Adam, grew in a tree. And once he did a chit, it changed, and now the food doesn't grow on a tree anymore, it grows from the ground. What's the difference between a fruit growing on a tree or a grain growing from the ground? What's the difference? So we mentioned here a few times, Ramoy Shapir always used to say, he brought the idea that when a fruit goes from a tree, you always remember what's the source of that fruit. It doesn't seem like it's standing on its own. You see an apple, you know where the apple comes from. The apple comes from this tree. That source, that shayrish, the root always remains. The fruit could go away, comes a new fruit. That stays always. But a tavua, a grain that grows from the ground, it grows once, you don't see the roots, it looks like it stands on its own. And then you cut it, and it's gone. And you have to replant it. The fruits are not connected to the source. And according to what we're learning today, the angle we have today, it comes to be it's the same point. Adam HaRishon is supposed to connect the body to the neshama. The neshama is the source. Neshama comes from the mala. You have a body over here, and a person's tafkin is to elevate his body, to elevate the physicality. And he does that by doing ma'asim tovim. The focus is how much are you able to connect the guf to the neshama? How elevated can you do it? Adam HaRishon before the chet, he elevated the guf so much, we will have lost it lovely. But today the guf is not able to elevate so much. That is the change. The food of Adam, the main food of Adam, changes from being a fruit growing from a tree. Meaning the fruit is what he does, what he acts. It's ma'asim, what he does with his body. The tree is the source, that's his neshama. These two things are connected, you see that connection. But once Adam did a chet, all you see is the fruit. You see his ma'asim, you see what he's doing, but you don't see the source. You don't see the neshama. The connection between the two is not apparent anymore. That's what's changed by Adam from before and after. That's the idea of the Eitz HaSodeh. The Eitz HaSodeh is to go, when we're talking about the Eitz HaSodeh, that's eventually what we try to get to. We try to have a food which grows in a tree. And Adam, today, the main, what's the lechem? The lechem is growing from the ground. But that's not the way Adam should be. We try to connect the fruit to the tree. I'll repeat the things that were mentioned in previous years, but it's very appropriate. The idea of Tu Bishvat. When, in general, we find that there's two mahalchim, two ways, two processes, by us, by individual, by Am Yisrael. There is the process that has to do with Am Yisrael going on Mitzrayim. When Am Yisrael going on Mitzrayim, that's the higher level, the appropriate, the ultimate goal. Like we said, Am Yisrael going on Mitzrayim, they're going back to Adam Rishon Kedem Achet, they're trying to fix everything, to get the Torah to be perfect. That's the process of going out, that's the process of Nisan. There's another process of Tishrei. Tishrei is when Adam Rishon was created, and we do that every year. That's not so perfect. That's when you come and you have tshuva, and you ask forgiveness, and you have Rosh Hashanah, and you have Yom Kippur. That's when Adam is in the lower level. So there's two processes in the world. You have the process of Tishrei, the process of Nisan, and Mechlekes in the Gemara. When was the world created? What do we focus on? Tishrei and Nisan, and we pass, because the Tosfos says in Rosh Hashanah, the Arizal brings it, the idea that both are true. And for what we need, Reb Tzadik says it all over, is the idea that there is really two mahalchim, two things we're focusing on. Is the perfection that we always try to thrive to, And then there is the reality, which we have to try to live with. The process of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is the reality. This is when a person does a chait, he has to do tshuva. And the process of Pesach to Shavuos is when we try to get to perfection. That's the idea of Shavuos, getting to Shavuos, Luchos Rishonis, that's what you're doing. The Meis Yisrael tells us, that when does the process of Pesach start? Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that's the beginning. Pesach is Tuvah, is in Tesvav. Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that's when it begins, Chodesh Yazel Lachem Rosh Chodashim, that's the start of Am Yisrael. That is, when we refer to it, and Bria Adam, we say, that when was the world created? Nisan or Tishrei? If you say the Adam was created in Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's secondary Adam. Meaning, if it was Chodesh Nisan, Adam was created, when did the world start? Similar to what we say in Tishrei. If Tishrei, Adam was created, was the sixth day. So what's the first day? That is Chaf Hei Adar. Chaf Hei Adar is the beginning of that process. Arbaim Yaim Kaidim, 40 days before, is like we have by Adam gets married. We say, 40 days before, that's when you have Baskel Yaitzis, so marries Basplain the Plaini. 40 days before is when you have the Machshava, the thought, how things are beginning. So before the process of Nisan, which is Chodesh Nisan, starting 5 days earlier, because that's the creation of the world, it takes 6 days to get the Bria of Adam, 40 days before that is what? It's Tu Bishvat. That means Tu Bishvat is the origination of Bria's Adam coming through Nisan. And that origination ultimately reaches what? Matan Torah, which comes in Shavuos. So it comes out that Tu Bishvat is the beginning of the process to get to that high level of Am Yisrael, getting the Torah, being in the level of other Mishukot Vachet, which we're trying, which we're thriving, which we're begging, which we're yearning to get to. That's the idea of Ilan. Rosh Hashanah le'ilanos means Rosh Hashanah of a concept of an Ilan. Now that Adam's neshama and guf are separated, as we spoke about the man, is the idea that we want that connection. That connection is apparent in a tree. So we talk about Rosh Hashanah le'ilanos. It's not just Rosh Hashanah le'ilan for the tree. It's Rosh Hashanah for us, for our attempt to perfection, to be an Elon, to be in that level that our body and goof are connected in a higher place. And eventually we get to Shavuos, that's when we actually do our Maisim. And we say, what is Shavuos? Shavuos is Rosh Hashanah le'peiros ha'ilan, to the fruits. We start in Tu Bishvat, that's the beginning of the process, that's where, so to speak, the neshama me'al, and we try to get to Shavuos, which is the what we're doing. We're connecting these two things. What we do, what our body does, and the neshama, that's the whole idea that we're trying to do. That's what we are focusing on in Tu Bishvat. In the last year, we discussed always, every month, what's the midah of that month. What's the midah of the month of Shvat? Shvat is le'ita, means eating. In Shvat, we're focusing on achila, on food. And that's really, the Pasha Saman is the elevated food, and Tu Bishvat is our food in an elevated way, because food is connection of the neshama to the guf, and we want to do it in the most highest place, in the highest way possible, meaning in the most elevated way possible, that the neshama and the guf are connected in a way which elevates the goof to a higher place. That's what the main focus of Shvat is, a higher elevated achil. That's the idea of what Tu Bishvat is about. Have you ever mentioned this Fasemis that says that we, in Tu Bishvat, which we're talking about the trees, how do we celebrate? We eat fruits. And in Shavuos, which we're talking about the fruits, what do? We put trees in the shul. So in Tu Bishvat, that we're talking about trees, we focus on the fruits. And in Shavuos, we're talking about the fruits, we focus on the trees. So Fasema says to show that the connection between the tree and the fruit. And according to what we're learning right now, it's Mamash the point. We are trying to connect the neshama, which is the tree, to the guf, which is the fruit, the maisi that we're doing, and bring everything to a higher elevated place in a way of a tree, which is connection that we could see these two parts. So we're talking, all we're focusing, the fruits connect to the tree. the tree connected to the fruits. In Shavuos, we talk about the fruits, we bring the trees over here. In Tumishah, that we're focusing on the trees, we bring the fruits over here, because that's what we're working on. We're working on and bringing that elevation. So there's one thing, maybe for us, as a Mahal, what should we take from this? This idea brought down, and Tzolik speaks about it a little bit in Yoni Tushvat, the Minoyah speaks about it in length, it's a concept. The Yisrael, Abamish speaks about it in that almost exactly what we spoke about. This idea that Tu B'Shvat is the connection of our guf to our neshama in a higher way. That we elevate the guf. So when we get to Tu B'Shvat, if they have maybe a thought, an idea, a concept, how do we do something to make the guf a little more holy? How do we do a chila that has a little bit more gedusha to it? Or any other indulgence that we could use it to make it more as a higher place? As Messiah Shem says, the highest level of a tzaddik is to get the concept of a kaddish. What does kaddish mean? That everything that he does is Hashem Shemayim. When he eats, he does Hashem Shemayim. We mentioned beginning of this year that when you give a present to Amid Chachim, you give him food, that is as if you do a korban. The reason for it is because by a tibichacha, by a tzaddik, everything he does is kaddish. So eating, he's doing also Hashem Shemayim. He's elevating that. So you're giving a korban to Hashem. So we should try to figure out something that we could do to take something that we're enjoying and make that an elevated part, a goof that connects to the neshama. We should be able to zeichu to that, to the hashpois of Tu B'Shvat, to bring us and prepare us to get to the full Matan Torah.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.